go in any direction, and so it's a lot harder to find them. Over. Hey, Braylon, it feels like you're Superman. Everybody, you know, goes flying through the air, and that's pretty amazing. You have to learn how to do a lot of things differently, like handle your food and work with tools and stuff like that. You have to be careful. It looks like fun to fly, but you can bump into things and hurt yourself, too. Over. Hey, Matthew, that's a good question, and we're checking those numbers closely these days. We have enough food to last about a year, water a little less than that, and air, if everything keeps working like it is right now, about the same. I think right now I would probably be a firefighter and trying to put out some of those fires that are all over Texas. We just flew over Texas while I've been talking to you, and you can sure see a lot of smoke from those fires right now. Over. Hey, Lamili, it can be both, or either one, rather. If you're in the sunlight, it can be over 200 degrees, and if you're in the darkness without any sun warming you up, it can be minus 200 degrees. So you really have to be protected against that cold, and we are in here. It's nice. Over. Hey, Logan, I would say my kids, but I have four of them, and they won't all fit, and so that one person would absolutely be my wife. I've missed her. Over. Trevor, about an hour and a half ago, we flew right over the top of Hurricane Katia, which is out in the Atlantic Ocean, and I took pictures of it, and I looked at it closely. You bet we can see them, and I wish I could push them around. I'd like to push a little storm toward Texas. Over. Hey, Jacob, I've been an astronaut for 13 years, and this is my third mission, two short ones on the shuttle and then this long one on the space station. Over. Actually, it's a little weird. We sleep in sleeping bags that are attached to the wall, and so sometimes, though, you're so busy, it's hard to wind down and go to sleep up here, but all in all, it's pretty cool. Over. Oh, yeah, Devin, that's a related question. Our sleeping bag is tied to the wall. Can you imagine a sleeping bag on the wall? It doesn't have to be on the floor because everything's floating. And so we tie the sleeping bag to the wall, and then when we zip into it, it kind of holds us there. Over. Allie, there will be missions to the moon someday, I'm sure of that. I hoped I could go, but I think you have a better chance of being one of the next people to go to the moon than me. How about that? Over. Hey, Brianna, well, that's an interesting question, depending on how you answer it. The gravity is actually pretty strong here, but the way we're orbiting around the Earth, the speed of us flying out is balanced by the gravity that's pulling us in. So there is gravity up here, but we don't feel it because the space station with us inside of it are all kind of falling around the globe. And so we really don't feel anything like, we don't feel gravity. We call it microgravity because we kind of float around. Over. Boy, there's a lot of static, and it was really broken up. I think it was, does space look different in orbit than on Earth? And it was, I would say yes, because the stars are much brighter and clearer, and I love turning out the lights and looking at the stars. Over. And I don't copy the next question. Pine Tree Middle School in Longview, it's great talking to you, and W5PT, thanks for your support. This is NA1SS, the International Space Station, signing out.